This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hanging out on the south side, Dukes and Bell. Yo just stopped by. That's what everybody calls him at work. He just stopped by.
They call me Mr. Yo.
He said his little girl, and Mike, I felt like, you know, I was like the big giant or something. He said his little girl wanted to come over and say hello, and he was like, Daddy, the other guy is fine, Mike. The other guy, though, he's kind of big like you. And I said, me? And so he didn't bring his little girl over here, but he stopped by to say hello, man. Yo, I know you're back in the car. Thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Came down here to just congratulate Mike on the Florida State dub, and then looked at me and went, tough loss. Thank you, yo. Appreciate it. Talking about Texas, it's a long season, man, and we're going to see how things shake out. We're going to talk more college football later in the show with Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock. Cannot wait to visit with her and get her thoughts about the Dogs, not only last week, but now looking ahead. And how she feels about this team. That's going to happen at 4, and less than 15 minutes from now, we'll go behind enemy lines with Rick Stroud. Mike, he's so good, has been with us for years. He's one of the best in the NFL, has covered the Bucs for a long time, and that's through the thin years and then the Super Bowl years. And, you know, Rick is on all these storylines, man. And we were saying yesterday, guys, there are some teams, like tonight with the Eagles, no noise, no nothing, all offseason.
Right.
The Bucs are very similar. They had a draft. Quiet. No conversation about what's going on or distractions. And, you know, those are the teams that seem like, Mike, they're already headed on the right path, and it gives you a reason to kind of believe, like, okay, last year wasn't a fluke, not for the Eagles, but a team like the Bucs, people thought, you know, they weren't going to make the playoffs last year, and they found themselves not only doing that, but winning this division again. And we said it all offseason, guys, this is the team we've got to beat if we're going to win this division.
Well, that's the thing about, you know, a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit. I mean, their head coach does a fantastic job, and we talk about the ladies' man, but I tell you what.
Todd Bowles.
Yes, Todd Bowles. What I was going to say is he's done such a great job taking over for a guy that, you know, let's be honest, when they left him and you felt, okay, Brady's gone, what's the point, right? Why don't you just turn it all over, move on? Bruce Arians leaves. What is Todd Bowles going to do? But all he's done is gone out to win the division every single year, including when they were really looking like there was no chance they could win that division last year when we were 6-3 and they were looking up at us by 3 games.
Yeah. I think he's underrated because of the way he handles people. By the way, his son's playing at Georgia, for those who don't know. And Todd Bowles has just been really solid as a defensive coordinator in his career. And now this opportunity comes along where he is, you know, hired the right guys around him. And, Mike, we're going to learn a lot. It's easy to maintain success when you keep your assistants. Now another offensive assistant, his OC, leaves and becomes a head coach. What does that look like for Baker Mayfield? What does it look like for the offense? And maybe they stay the course. It's a big question for the Lions as well as the season gets underway tonight with the Cowboys and Eagles.
Last year, remember, they kind of ran into that buzzsaw that was the Commanders. Year before, they were giving the Lions all they could handle when the Lions were everybody's sweetheart.
Yeah, I like them when we're not playing them. I think they're a really good football team. Last year, they did all of this with arguably their second best receiver and one of the top 10 wide receivers in the league out. Chris Godwin was done, and they still were able to accomplish this last year. Hey, by the way, Hawk star Trey Young, according to our buddy Caleb Johnson, follow Caleb here at 92.9 The Game, is going to be the guest picker on College Game Day ahead of Oklahoma hosting Michigan. And I think, if we remember correctly, Trey is doing some GM stuff at Oklahoma. I don't think he's the – what is he? A big O? He is the GM. Okay, because I know we talked about this months ago, but that's kind of cool for Trey, giving back to his college and his alma mater. But he's going to be a part of College Game Day on Saturday. He's the assistant GM at Oklahoma. So maybe he's got a future there down the road. 404-726-0929, guys, talking all things NFL and certainly college football as we gear up for another big weekend. As we mentioned, we'll get to what Michael Penix had to say yesterday on the show, and we'll give you a chance to hear it because he joined us yesterday up at Flowery Branch, and it was just refreshing, man. He's not nervous. Anything that you might think about, okay, now it's your team and how you feel, I think he's very comfortable in his own shoes and very comfortable with who he is, and I think that is translating well for this football team. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to coming up. As we mentioned, behind enemy lines with Rick Stroud right now, let's get to 4th and 1. Tua Tagovailoa says his relationship with Tyreek Hill is, quote, good. The conversation is dead. Okay. I don't know if it is. I think Tyreek Hill is still trying to earn the respect back, Mike, of his teammates after quitting on them last year. But that's what his quarterback is saying, and I guess he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the captain thing, how big is it? We talked about our captains here with the Falcons, and Michael Penix Jr., his first year as a starter, being one of the captains. Some of the guys you'd expect, like Jesse Bates. But does it matter? Does it matter to the fans? I think it does matter inside that room. The Bills, they announced their – by the way, Hard Knocks, horrible last night to wrap up.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't miss anything. I mean, literally, showing guys signing their contract to be on the practice squad.
I didn't see it.
I mean, that's compelling television. But they've said that everyone got a piece of paper, and the coach goes, two captains can be from the same side of the football, or just pick your two captains. That's how Buffalo was doing it. In the case of Miami, though, look, he ran his mouth. This guy, Tyreek Hill, I'm not saying he's going full Antonio Brown, but he was darn near close at the end of the season because he was ready to walk away and said as much.
Yeah, and by the way, where would you rate this Hard Knocks? When you told me weeks ago that you were not intrigued, I watched the first episode, and then I did not follow up.
I tried, because I got a bunch on the DVR, so last night after the Braves game, I flipped over, and it was on HBO in real time. Just nothing going on. And so I went and I Googled, is it just me or does Hard Knocks suck? And Awful Announcing had an article that said, yeah, there's just no juice. And I think, Carl, this has kind of become, we all knew with Sean McDermott, he's a control freak. So they were going to, you know, they have the final control with the edit. Even the Raiders, we talked about Antonio Brown, all that juice and soap opera there, he was there. Remember the helmet and all this? None of it made it to TV. We'd be talking about it in like this segment on the radio, but you never saw anything. So I think the teams, and last year with the Bears, with Eberflus, same thing. You know, you had Caleb Williams, which should have been a compelling story. So it's just, to me, it's gone from being must-see TV to just, there's no juice, there's no edge, because they've edited out anything that would make it remotely interesting.
Yeah,
teams want that control. They don't want any smoke.
No, and you know what? Speaking of distractions, they didn't want to create any for themselves. A lot of people are picking Buffalo to get past the Chiefs this year and get to the Super Bowl. They are not willing to go there and make more of issues than they need to. Hey, the 49ers agreed to Juwan Jennings agreed to a deal to restructure his contract. They add $3 million to his current $7.5 million deal. I'll say this. Kyle Shanahan said, this team reminds him of the teams that have gone to the Super Bowl. And remember, for four of the last, like, you go back the last 6 or 7 years, they were in the NFC Championship game every year. Got to the Super Bowl, weren't able to get it done with Garoppolo. And then, you know, the injuries hit. But if the 49ers are as good as Shanahan thinks they are, then that's a team that's on the resurgence, Mike.
But you just don't know what you're going to get in that wide receiver court unless Nielsen's going to be the new thing, right? Or is it Pearsall? Who's the kid from Florida?
Yes.
Pearsall got shot. Remember, he got shot down at downtown San Fran a year ago. But that kid is supposed to be the guy who's going to maybe take that leap and maybe be the impact player. If you drafted him in fantasy, that's kind of a guy you're betting on the come for. Christian McCaffrey staying healthy. You and I were just talking about that because again, fantasy ramifications. Is McCaffrey going to be able to stay healthy, or is he going to be the work? Is he going to be the workhorse and they work him into the ground? You know, because that's one way to look at it. Ayuk, you know, and you look at the weapons, you say, it's not as impressive as it was when Deebo Samuel was part of that team.
No, look, at one point they had the most potent offense, and I think anybody could have ran it. And I'm talking about quarterback. That's why Garoppolo was as good as he was. You know, Purdy gets in there. I'm not a big Purdy guy because I think he's just operating in an offense that makes it really easy for him to be great. So With that said, though, Shanahan said that, and they pay Juwan Jennings. Meanwhile, we mentioned this earlier. It's Dukes and Bell, 4th and 1, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Amari Cooper retires from the Raiders. It's just the timing, guys. I mean, if your heart's not in it, so be it. But, you know, 3 days before the opener, and he signed with them, and they thought, hey, this is a guy that maybe comes in and helps Geno Smith. Mike, now he's done. And, again, 5-time Pro Bowler. He had a really good career, but walks away at the age of 31.
Yeah, and we've seen this before. Now, does it mean he's is he really done? Because didn't Waller retire, and then Waller came back, and he's now injured again?
After the rap video.
Right, second time around after his ill-advised musical career. But, I mean, look, if you're not feeling it, I mean, better now than, as we said.
That was him.
I mean, you can try to be T-Pain, but you know, you got to have a little. He's got to be a little flow. I mean, that sounds like a guy either gargling or just simply singing in the shower.
He made that about that woman, right? His girlfriend.
Yes.
Kelsey Plum. Wow, I understand.
And the video on him on the beach. Remember that? Him walking on the beach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All backed out.
They never got back together, huh?
Yes, she heard that song.
That's what it was.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm done.
Hey, man, one last nugget we brought up last hour. Nick Benito, 6 picks after Troy Andersen. I'll say it again. 23 sacks in his career, including 13 last year. Denver gives him $120 million four-year extension. $70 million is guaranteed for a guy that we could have had at linebacker.
I think I'm going to get AI and make a song, man.
What's it going to sound like?
I don't know. I'm going to have AI construct it. I mean, I'm just saying. If he can put this out there, that's something I can do. I know I can do better than that.
It's so bad. Yes, it does prove that anyone can do it, but I'd like to think you put a little more effort into it.
I'll just go AI, construct a song, and call me MC whatever. All right, we're coming back. We're going to have a chance to talk with Rick Stroud about Tampa.
How banged up are they, by the way?
Well, we'll find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That you can stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 1 matchup between Detroit and Green Bay. Starting at just $30 for your first year, that's $2.50 a month, guys. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mike, we always enjoy going behind enemy lines. Today we talked to our buddy Rick Stroud, who's done an amazing job over the years of covering Tampa Bay, covering the NFL. And Rick, it is good to have you back on the show as we get ready for Week 1, this matchup. Bucks-Falcons, last year we got 2 really good games in this division between these two teams. I want to start with the injury update. We heard Vita Vea was not at practice or didn't practice Wednesday, and what else is going on the injury front with Tampa Bay right now?
Well, I think that's probably the most concerning one, although, you know, just watching him move around, I don't know exactly what the injury is specifically. I know, you know, they have listed, but it's just, it could well be that, you know, whatever it is, they want to keep him off his feet. You know, he's still a 350-pound man. So I kind of have a feeling he's going to play. It's not acting like it's something that's going to go past Sunday. But, look, he's an integral part. I mean, there was a conversation I had with, you know, Todd Bowles earlier this year, and we were talking about the various guys on defense, and he more or less said, look, Vita Vea is the one player we can't play without. You know, he's just so disruptive and unique, and you have to account for him, you know, by putting, you know, four hands on the guy. He creates so many opportunities for everybody else. And so, you know, that would be a huge loss for them, to say the least. But I think he's questionable. I don't think he's doubtful or anything yet. Okay. I expect him to play, but we'll see.
And what about Tristan Wirfs? Because obviously we're going to go with our plan C at right tackle because we lost McGarry, and then our swing guy, Storm Norton, got hurt. So Elijah Wilkinson, what's up with Wirfs, Rick?
Well, Tristan's going to take some time. You know, I think him and Chris Godwin both, even though they're on the active roster, they took them off IR, but that's so they can begin to do some football stuff. And it's going to take them a while to ramp up. I think Tristan's probably ahead of Chris. He'll be out for this game. I think he's going to miss at least three games, maybe four. Chris won't play, I don't think, until October.
Wow.
So, you know, obviously you guys have lost the right tackle. That's the blind side of Michael Penix Jr. Baker Mayfield, you know, is not going to have his guy in Tristan Wirfs. But they've known that for about 5 or 6 weeks, so I think that's the only thing there. Charlie Heck is someone who's played in this league for a while. There's no question they're going to have to do some things, you know, to help him at times. But, you know, this is the National Football League, and you know, you don't want to lose anybody. It's weird because he's a guy that had a sprained MCL during the season. Missed just one game, finished the season, and it wasn't really detected. And after four MRIs, they finally did a CT scan and saw it right around July. So the late surgery has kind of put him out for a while.
The backup, what about Charlie Heck? What's his ability? What do you think? What do they think of him?
Well, look, I mean, very few teams have five good offensive linemen, right? I mean, let's be honest. And so to have six or seven is unique. Charlie's a guy that's played a lot of football in this league. Last year, I think he was predominantly on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad until the last 2 weeks of the regular season. The 49ers lost their tackle, so they brought him up really right off the practice squad of Arizona and started him, got him on Wednesday, started him on Sunday. So, you know, he's adaptable. Like I said, the good news is they've been able to prepare for this for the last 5, 6 weeks. But there's no question, you know, I talked to Baker Mayfield and really went into training camp anticipating that he's going to have to get the ball out of his hands quicker, get it to his playmakers. You know, you'll take your shots when they're there. But I think they're keenly aware that they'll have to do some things a little differently earlier in the season until they get Tristan back.
It's a Rick Stroud, guys, our man in Tampa, and he joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. By the way, for football guys, you love stories about quarterbacks and the Tom Moore book that I finished that this summer, which is great. That goes all the way from Bradshaw to Peyton Manning to Tom Brady, and that was really well done, Rick. Hey, what about Emeka Egbuka? I've read some of the things you've written about him. I know a lot of guys really high on his athleticism. I know with Godwin out, can he be a playmaker?
Guys, I might miss my calling here with this one, this prediction. I think he's going to be one of the top rookies in the league this year. They knew he was a good player, right? He had the production at Ohio State, a couple thousand-yard seasons there. Then you meet the person, and I talked to Baker Mayfield, who's played, you know, about 8 or 9 years in this league, and he said he's never seen a receiver come to the league like this, that he is so incredibly on every little detail. He's able to play really three or four positions at wide receiver. He'll be in the slot. He's the closest thing to Chris Godwin that isn't Chris Godwin. And, you know, he can absolutely, you know, do everything, really. He stems routes. He's a good route runner. He's disciplined. He's got tremendous hands. He's got decent size. I really think that he's going to have a terrific year. So it's unfortunate they lost Jalen McMillan for about half the season. And, of course, we know Godwin's going to miss at least a month. So a position that had a lot of depth in the beginning now is being whittled just a bit. But Emeka Egbuka is the real deal. And if I'm wrong, then I don't know what I've been watching for the last 30 years. But he's a really good player.
Look, we trust you. We know your eyes have not lied to us. And we felt this way with the news coming out of camp this you know, season as far as the last few weeks. And what you guys were saying down there.
He's
Let me
great.
Ask you about the development, Rick, of Baker. you know, people wrote him off, and I know you've written this story and you've talked about it. What's changed with him? Is it just maturity, or is it the fact that he really embraced the OCs that he's worked with now, especially down there, whether it was Leon Cohen, who's now in Jacksonville? And talk about the new OC and his relationship and how that's going to look.
Well, Baker's had eight offensive coordinators in his career, and I think it's his eighth season. And he's had, this will be his third one in Tampa Bay. So stability has not been part of his makeup, unfortunately, for him. Now, the good news is that there is continuity in the system, right? For the first time, Josh Grizzard was here last year as their passing game coordinator. He spent a lot of time with the Miami Dolphins through a couple head coaching changes down there. And so at least, you know, from that standpoint, now he's not called a play. Neither did Dave Canales before he got his opportunity here. And Liam Cohen did a great job last year. But I think it all kind of starts up front. Look, they ran the ball last year. They've been 32nd 2 years in a row. Last year they zoomed up to fourth in the league. Bucky Irving made a big difference. But that offensive line now with Graham Barton in the middle, their two tackles are locked down when Wirfs comes back and Luke Getteke. Cody Mock's been here for a while, so it's a really good offensive line. And you know, he does a lot of motion, a lot of things. It's not dissimilar to what Robinson's going to do in Atlanta. They're both from that, you know, kind of that McVay tree in a way, because he was down there with McDonald. But I think that you know, for Baker, his thing has been he needed to come to a place. He went through a lot, and he's a really smart football player. He doesn't get enough credit for just how smart this guy is. But I think the stability of the franchise, right, with Jason Light going from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, this coaching staff has been together since 2019 for the most part. And more than that, they've done a nice job drafting the kind of players that you want to play with. You know, these guys are unselfish. When you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin at the top of the food chain, and then on defense you have guys like Lavonte David and Antoine Winfield Jr., Vita Vea. Like, those are character guys. Those are guys that will sacrifice for each other to win. And so it's a tremendous scenario. And what Bruce or Todd Bowles said to Baker was, we want you to be yourself. We want that guy at Oklahoma. You know, we want you to fight and do those things and not worry about all the other stuff. You know, just run the football team. And Baker's been very intentional from the time he got down here, making good friends with the offensive line. But he's also a guy that can go talk to Hassan Reddick, you know, and say what he needs to say. He's not a rah-rah guy, not a big talker, but, man, people follow this guy. He's got the charisma, the leadership, and he's been through some crap. You know, he really has been crap. And he's come out the other end, and I think that's important when you get to that position of leadership at quarterback.
It is Rick Stroud, guys, from down in Tampa with the Tampa Bay Times. And again, Stroud NFL on Twitter. We don't call it X. Joining us here talking about the Bucs. Those two games last year, Rick, two of the best Falcon games in recent memory. That's right before our wheels fell off. But the comfort behind in overtime with Kirk Cousins, the NFC Player of the Week, the game down in Tampa, that was also a one-possession game. Is there any chatter about unfinished business? Or they let it slip off the hook with us last year? Or they don't care?
Oh, no, they care. Of course they care. And they were fortunate because they lost twice to Atlanta. They still won the division. So they got the work done everywhere else. But it came down to the final game. They had to beat New Orleans, and they did it. Turned out Atlanta lost to Carolina that week. But, listen, every year is a new year, right? Every year is a new year. And they feel like they definitely let some games get away. I mean, I left the press box in Atlanta after Lavonte David makes the interception on 4th and 15. Now, how are you going to lose that game, right?
Right.
They found a way to do it. They were on the plus 25. Yeah. And I'll be damned if they didn't go backwards with a penalty. The officials missed the face mask on Bucky Irving. They had to punt the ball. They punted in the end zone. We know what happened after that. And then, you know, a similar game was played up here in Tampa. So, look, I think for this team who's getting a lot of flowers, and they're not used to it really, but when you've won the division 4 years in a row, you've been in the playoffs five straight seasons, it's going to happen, right? But the one thing that is kind of got their attention, it's game one. You're always ready for that. But they do feel like they let two get away against the Falcons last year. And so that'll be the little chip that they'll need, you know, going into the first part of the season and for this first game for sure. That did not leave a good taste in their mouth last year.
Rick, the back half of this defense, Antoine Whitfield is a baller. What about the other guys? What about the free safety and the other corners? How comfortable do they feel at those positions right now in Tampa?
Yeah, I think that it was there was a tell, you know, in the draft when they took Benjamin Morrison and Jacob Parrish is a guy that's going to probably start at nickel because I think Christian Izian may be out. Parrish is an unbelievable player. I mean, he's a smaller guy. We see a lot of big long corners, and that's what Todd Bowles likes too. Parrish is right around 6 foot, but he can play outside and inside, and they've got what Todd would call chess pieces. Tyke Smith, who was their nickel last year, is moving back to safety with Antoine Winfield Jr. And all I know is that if Antoine Winfield Jr. is healthy, he can be that all-pro safety that he was 2 years ago. You know, last year he only played 500-something snaps. He missed 8 games, I think, during the regular season. Was never really himself. Got hurt in week 1 at the end of the game in a blitz and just never got himself back. So when he's healthy, he's one of the best safeties in the league. And we'll see what Tyke can do. I think he's, you know, they have interchangeable parts. Both of them can come down in the hole and play the run. They can both blitz very well, and they certainly can play center field. So I think they feel like that's the biggest improvement they've made and that they needed to make was in the secondary. And, of course, they got Zion McCallum, you know, to go with those guys at corner and Jamel Dean. So they feel like they really, you know, improved their secondary a lot this year.
Great stuff. Rick Stroud, appreciate you, man, as always. We look forward to seeing you, you know, Sunday and throughout the course of the season. We'll be checking back in with you. Appreciate you.
Should be a fun year. Thanks, guys.
No doubt. Rick Stroud down there in Tampa, guys. Interesting stuff about the Bucs from him. But when we come back, you will hear what our quarterback told Mike and I yesterday at Flowery Branch. Coming up next, Michael Penix on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. And Mike, man, it's good to see you.
Good to see y'all.
Man, look, I know you're ready. Like my heartbeat is all, I'm not even going to play on Sunday. I'm just going to be in the game, like cheering. Mm-hmm. My heartbeat is going 1,000 miles per hour. How do you feel, man, first and foremost? Appreciate the time today as we get ready for the Bucs on Sunday, season opener. That's question one, man. How do you feel? All the camp stuff's behind us.
Yeah.
All the squabs. I said it. All the squabs behind us. All that stuff. How do you feel right now?
Man, excited. You know, obviously excited, you know, for the opportunity. You know, I'm blessed for the opportunity as well, you know, to be able to, you know, be here, going into my second year, you know, as a starter. You know, it's definitely a dream come true and obviously an opportunity that I want to take advantage of. So.
How much did you get out of camp? Because we talked about with our listeners, man, we want to see you. Everyone wants to see you out there. But obviously, coach has you doing more 11-on-11s. We saw the Tennessee scrimmage. You felt you got everything you needed from this camp.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, I feel like the biggest thing for me, you know, is definitely was from different from last year was just the reps with the guys, the reps with the ones. You know, as far as – you know, the only difference about me not playing in a preseason game is the physical aspect of it. Right. You know, I won't take any hits, but, I mean, I've been playing football since I was five. I've taken a lot of hits in my days, and, you know, that's part of the game. You know, that's what come with it. You know, but for me, it's as long as I'm out there being sharp, you know, being smart with the ball and, you know, being fast with my reads, you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, as we get ready for the Bucs on Sunday. It's week one in the NFL at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can you expound on these Matt Ryan chats, man? I mean, right. You said he helped you in different ways, I guess. And we're talking about preparation, taking care of your body, the off season. What exactly are we talking about?
Yeah, all of the above. You know, just showing me how to be a pro. You know, obviously, last year was my first season. You know, just trying to figure things out. You know, obviously, last year was a long year as well. You know, as a rookie, you know, you go from, you know, me, I played in the national championship game to, you know, you got all this pre-draft stuff. You know, so it was definitely a long year. But, you know, he kind of helped me, you know, just shape, you know, my off-season schedule. That was the biggest thing, the off-season schedule and how to go about that. And, you know, our game week schedule as well. You know, how I'm going to prepare and, you know, how can I be the best version of myself come game day.
And the toughness of Michael Penix Jr., we talked about it with Coach Raheem Morris. We spent, like, weeks talking about you and that scrum against the Titans. And, Carl, he's swinging on cuz. Yeah, man. But I know that, you know, for you it's no big deal, but it was just something you don't normally see. And, it's, you know, we talked to Caden Ellis. We talked – the defensive guys, that's my quarterback. Yeah. I mean, was it not like it was intentional, but it just – you had no second thoughts, but you're just right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
What second thought, would you not do that again?
I wouldn't. So for me, I never try to start anything, you know. Right. My pops, he always taught me don't start it but finish it, you know. But you know, for me, it was we made a big time play. They were making plays throughout practice, and they were, you know, saying what they had to say. So whenever we made a play, I said what I had to say, and they didn't like it, you know. But
what'd you say? Get your ass back in the huddle. what did you say to these dudes, man?
I don't remember, to be honest. I really don't ever really get to that point.
Sure,
you know, when I'm talking,
it's just,
you know, it just happened. I don't know.
Michael, we'll say this because we rant and raved about it for a few days. One, because it was fun. I mean, obviously, and nobody got hurt, real talk.
Right.
Secondly, though, to Mike's point, you are a quarterback. We're going, Mike, what is Michael doing out there? Like, we were freaking out because we're like, don't touch him. And that was like our fear. But you didn't think twice about it. You were like, whatever you want to do, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then your teammates, I mean, to Mike's point again, defensive guys were on the other field. And the funny thing is James Pierce was starting a lot of stuff in camp. He was like, I wasn't even over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that was what's crazy about that whole ordeal. But it showed, I think, our fan base sort of what you're made of in another way, right?
Right.
We know we can play football, but that's a whole nother element. Does our team have that? Do we have that it factor?
Yeah, we do. We do all across the board. You know, it shows each and every day. You know, obviously, it don't always show in fights, you know.
Right, right.
But just the way we compete, you know, guys battling, guys talking, you know, trash back and forth to each other, you know, bringing the best out of each other each and every day. So our team got it. You'll see.
It's my quarterback, your quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., guys, number 9 inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch. Every day at practice, we saw it's like 9 to 5. You and Drake London. I mean, just like boom, boom, boom. Seamless. Can you get things picked up with – I know Darnell's a little bit behind the curve with the injuries, but you also made an effort to get Pitts involved. Mm-hmm. What's Pitts and you going to look like this year?
Yeah, man, great. You know, he definitely had a big-time camp this year. And he's been working extremely hard, you know, and I feel like for him, he's a guy that loves to learn. You know, anytime we get a rep, maybe we don't connect on a rep, you know, he's asking how can he do the rep better. Sometimes just like, I made a bad throw. Like, don't worry about it. You do what you did, you know. But, you know, just our relationship off the field as well is definitely going to help us on the field as far as, you know, the things that we can do.
What about Darnell, man? I mean, I feel like he brings a different element to our team when healthy.
Right.
And, you know, Coach said he's day-to-day. We just talked to Ra about it. We hope he's available for Sunday. But from your perspective, playing quarterback, what do you see when he's out there and what he brings?
Yeah, definitely separation. You know, I feel like he's a guy that knows how to get open, and he understands the game of football. He knows when he's front side read, back side read, you know, when he needs to get open and stuff like that, you know. So he brings a lot, you know, not just physical aspects, but the mental part of the game as well. So he's definitely somebody on this offense that is definitely a key factor. So.
And Casey Washington, we saw him, yeah, you know, he made the camp an effort. I mean, obviously, you and him had nice connections too.
Yeah, he's been great. Yeah, he's been consistent. That's one thing about Casey. You know what you're going to get out of him. Every day you're going to get a big smile and a guy that's going to run all day. And, you know, and he competes at a high level, and he definitely has really good hands as well. So he's definitely going to make big-time plays for us.
Michael, I know you've been asked this. Michael Penix joining us here on the show, guys, as we get ready for Tampa on Sunday, about Elijah Wilkinson. It's like you're probably tired of talking about it. I don't know. Everybody's wondering the trust factor, the concern there. Obviously, Caleb McGarry is a really good player that we lost, but we now know he's out for the season. Mm-hmm. Your concerns there? Any? How do you feel about where the O-line is and going into week one?
Yeah, I don't have any concerns about it. You know, like you said, you know, losing Caleb, that was tough, you know, for the whole team. But at the same time, you know, Elijah, he's been doing a great job. You know, he's been consistent all throughout camp. And even going back into last year, you know, he's been consistent. He knows the offense, and, you know, he's a good player. So we're definitely ready to see what he can do. And we know what he can do. We know what he will do. And we can't wait to see it. So for the people that's concerned about it, don't be. You know, we'll
right
be good.
Before we cut you loose, last year you get to start the last three games of the season. I said that the test in Washington, that, you know, that big atmosphere on Sunday Night Football. How much more is Zach Robinson throwing at you now, or how much more has the game plan evolved in this summer?
I really don't know how to answer that. The playbook has always been open. You know, mm-hmm. the same stuff that Kirk was doing last year. He has up for me. You know, but. I guess we'll see.
Okay.
I guess we'll see.
No new wrinkles?
I mean, it's always new wrinkles.
Okay.
You know, that's across the board. Everybody, you know, you're always trying to find ways to get better each and every day. So it'll be new wrinkles. But, you know, I feel like our identity is what it is. So.
What about your thoughts on the Bucs? Look, I'm not asking you to give the game plan, but you're watching these guys. You've watched probably tons of film leading into this week. What are your concerns, if any, about facing this Bucs defense?
They're a good team. You know, they got a good coach as well. You know, coaching that defense side of the ball up, and they got really good players on that side of the ball. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. But we're excited and we're ready for it, and we're going to go out there and do what we have to do come game day. So I mean, it's NFL football. Each and every week is going to be tough. So we just got to go out there and do our job.
Michael Penix, you are the perfect guy to ask. I have to ask this because over the weekend he's catching a lot of heat. You played for Kalen DeBoer. Mm-hmm. Alabama loses to Florida State. I have to ask.
Well, he got more eligibility?
No. He doesn't anymore. But I got to ask, just these tough times, man, and you played for him and you know him really well. Alabama fans are reeling right now about, you know, oh, my God, we lost to an unranked team, blah, blah, blah. Can you talk about the makeup of Kalen DeBoer and, like, how he will respond in these kind of situations?
Yeah, he's an even-keeled guy and got tough skin, you know. So I know this is not going to rattle him or that coaching staff in any way, shape, or form. You know, obviously that's something, a win that they wanted to have. You know, they want to win all of them, just like everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, things don't always go your way. And Florida State was the better team that week, but they still got a chance to win out. You know, it's still another week, you know. So I know Coach, he's not over there, you know, soaking in his feelings about that loss. You know, I know he's ready to coach those boys up to be ready this week. So.
Yeah, and you lived that with him. I mean, you, like I said, you guys had great wins and certainly some tough losses along the way. Hey, man, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yes, sir.
Brother, let's make this happen. Let's go get him.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, man, that's our guy. That's my quarterback. Our quarterback, your quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. Real quick, talk about one little thing in the interview that you picked up on, you were just telling me about.
When we were asking him about the toughness, we went from talking about the fight with the Titans, and remember, he was in the middle of his Mike mention. But then I asked him about, is this team made up that way?
Right.
And he said, yeah, we are. You're not going to see it because we're not out there fighting every day, but we are. And then at the end, as he was answering the question, he was like, man, we're tough. And you're going to see. Like, we're ready for this. You're going to see. And I just thought, like, he's so in tune with the team and the sense of what this team is capable of. I'm not hyping this up. I'm not telling you, you know, they're going to go out and knock people out.
But I also think there is an attitude that we haven't seen, Mike, with the quarterback, with the team, the young players.
Right.
Bergeron has an attitude. Like, there are certain dudes that just fit this mold of, I'm not taking any crap. And I like that. I need more guys with edge. Give me killers.
I want some edge. And that's funny because we always go back to that Hard Knocks years ago with Mike Smith we always make fun of. They say the Falcons are soft. The Falcons aren't tough. One of our listeners in the parking lot, he's mouthing
the Falcons aren't tough.
Bull spit. Yeah, and that, by the way, that Hard Knocks showed you something.
Yeah.
You knew the Falcons were not tough. Because you got to say that, it ain't going to work out. But, yeah, I'm getting nothing from these recent Hard Knocks. But I love the fact that you touched on that with Penix. He's, and we said this yesterday off the air and on the air, he's cool. He's comfortable in his own shoes without trying to, Russell Wilson comes in with this sort of forced bravado. There's none of that with this dude. He's real. And I think we're going to see that. And why are we underdogs? Guy, keep hitting us up on the text line. Why are we two-point dogs? Home team usually is a three-point favorite.
That's right.
Vegas doesn't know him yet. They don't trust him yet. They don't know him yet. So that's where it's at. We're just not a national brand, Carl, that moves the betting meter. We're here at Napa, by the way. Jonesboro Road in Morrow. Going to be here till 6. 5 to 7 Falcon Flags giveaway. But, yeah, it's funny because we already had a bunch of guys asking us about the game. What do we think? People are coming in, dropping by. A shout out to David who stopped by. And another guy, Carl, 2 years in a row, he brought us stuff.
Crazy. C-Mac, Chris McBride, it's his birthday. First of all, happy birthday, brother. Thank you so much for stopping by. He's on his way home. He gets out of the truck and he's like, yo, I brought y'all something. And he pulls some Gatorades out of a bag and a couple of Snickers bars. And we're like, really? And he goes, oh, man, I didn't bring enough. I'll be right back. He goes and gets two more and brings them back because Day-Day and Gordon are here hanging out with us. And, man, just a big shout-out. C-Mac, thank you so much for stopping by, man. And, again, enjoy your birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to down here at Napa Auto Parts. Want to remind you guys, Twin Peaks, Andy and Randy are going to be there. Special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw alongside the food, the drinks, the scenic views. They'll be kicking it with you, getting you ready for the big weekend. 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks Kennesaw coming up tomorrow. All right, when we come back, oh, it's time, Mike. We got to talk to Barbara Dooley.
Yeah.
We'll
found out some stuff, some little tea last time we had her on, didn't we?
It is great. All right, we'll talk to Barbara Dooley coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.